Well, look, when we came in, it was $6,500 that you could earn before paying tax. From this April, it will be $9,440. We've already said that we want to get it up to $10,000, and I don't think I'd be revealing too much to say that our ambition might be to get it higher. I certainly think taking people out of tax entirely is the most efficient, best way to do this. I mean, after all, having tax inspectors running around trying to charge people, even if it's only 10p in the pound, and work out their tax situation on for the hardest pressed people on the lowest pay in this country is not good use of taxpayers' time, and people should be able to earn that money without having to worry about paying.
And Grant Shapps, having very, very professionally rebutted and stood firm against my last question, are you going to sneak away with the 10p tax policy before Labour gets a chance? You're now telling us you've got another plan altogether, or you might well have another plan, which is to raise the threshold above the £10,000 goal target that you're living with. That's going to happen, you're telling us.
Well, what I'd say is I'd love to do it. I can't guarantee that that's
Grant, cabinet ministers don't say I'd love to do a thing like that unless they think
it's
going
to happen. Well, I can go a lot further. There are lots of taxes in this country that I think we'd all rather live without, and the truth is that what you have to do first of all is make sure that you're bringing the deficit down. We've cut a quarter off the deficit so far, and then you can start to look at some of these things. But there's clearly lots more work to do in reducing the deficit. Once we've done that, we can look at doing all sorts of other things. It gives us the space.
It was still Grant, pretty interesting. Just briefly, Mark Littlewood wants to jump in.
I think it's fascinating what Grant Shapps has said. He obviously doesn't want to box George Osborne into a corner, but he seems to be saying his instinct is once they've got to the 10k income tax threshold, he would rather then say go to an 11k threshold than apply a 10p rate between 10k and 12k. That's the maths, if it's right. So if there is any flex to do it, or any new money has come in, it seems to me that Grant Shapps is saying his instincts at least would be to edge up the threshold, not actually to have a new lower band.
And that's a fair summary, Grant, isn't it?
Well, look, again, you're tempting me to sort of play Chancellor, and I'm not planning to do that. What I was simply saying is, certainly on the, up to 10 grand, you can, if we did what Ed Miliband has suggested this week, we would start to introduce tax inspectors to try to recover 10p in the pound of people above £9,500 and up to 10 grand. It would be a very small slither, as you rightly said. I don't think that makes sense. I think if you take people out of tax, then you don't have to spend time, money, energy and cost in chasing people for relatively small amounts of money. And guess what? You get more people into work because it actually pays to work rather than having. I mean, I just heard that you had an interesting discussion about people on lower paid jobs. What we've done in the 2.5 years we've been, for somebody on the minimum wage in this country working full time, we've halved the amount of tax they'll pay. Yeah. That's the way to get money into people's pockets and help people.
OK, we know you're not the Chancellor, but that was still an interesting bit of speculation, put it that way, on your part as Tory party chairman. Grant Shapps, thanks very much indeed for joining us.